GOP group slams Elissa Slotkin for supporting the far left's radical infrastructure plans. By Jacob Bliss on July 6, 2021. A Republican group, Michigan Rising Action, knocked vulnerable Democrat Representative Elissa Slotkin. Me, for being open to supporting the Democrats' reconciliation plan for the far left Democrats to eventually ram parts of the radical wish list in the infrastructure bill. As many of the vulnerable Democrats across the country are looking to distance themselves from the far-left side of their party. Last week, it was reported that many are still open to the idea of supporting the so-called infrastructure bill. Axios reported last week that the vulnerable Democrats who represent districts former President Donald Trump won in 2020 are somewhat open to the idea of the so-called infrastructure bill with the radical left reconciliation plan in the works. Michigan Rising Action says the congresswoman is out of touch with the district she barely won in. Slotkin had told Axios, "Just show me what we're talking about and show me how it'll help my district," when asked about the infrastructure bill. When asked about the radical left reconciliation plan, she was open to the idea. She said, "I think I've got some peers who are like, heck no. I'm not doing a reconciliation package. I'm not there." In return, the Michigan Rising Action Executive Director Eric Ventimiglia said in a statement, "Congresswoman Slotkin's openness to this radical reconciliation plan fits her track record of playing the moderate on TV, but supporting the far left's agenda in Congress." Ventimiglia continued, "This reconciliation bill is nothing more than another expensive liberal wish list. And the voters of Slotkin's district should be disturbed by her decision to support such an out-of-touch and extremist agenda." However, reportedly there are also droves of vulnerable Democrats rebelling against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, saying they will not fall in line with the Speaker when trying to hold the bipartisan infrastructure deal hostage to pass the Democrats' partisan wish list.